Welcome. We'll get started in just a couple of minutes. We'll give people a few more minutes to join. We have three issues that came in regarding the Casablanca architecture that I'd like to close on so that we can take this to the TSC for a vote this week. And then also Parviz was going to give us a Tiger Team update on longer term items. While we're agenda bashing, are there other topics that people want to cover if we have time? Okay. Okay, it looks like we have a critical mass, so why don't we get started? We have three issues on the general architecture diagram, and Casablanca presentation, and then one is the Tiger Team update. So why don't we dive right in? I'm going to stop sharing and flip over to the PowerPoint. And we can go through these. Don't see Michael Lando on yet. So why don't we go on to the DCA you wanted to start with.
Hey, Chris, he wasn't on the STC call. You know, that started before this call. So I'm not sure, maybe he's out today.
Okay. Well, he did send a diagram, so we can present on that. Okay. I'll just give a couple of minutes in case he's just joining late. Well, let's do the DCAE. So I got a few emails from the DCAE team. And can everybody see this slide, slide five?
No, Chris, I don't think you're sharing anything.
Let me try it again. Here we go. Okay, can you see it now?
Yep.
Okay. So they asked that we clarify that Socket is in Casablanca.
That's right.
And DDS is future.
That's right.
So if we put DDS, and this would be future. And then also they wanted to call out this is future, and this is for future releases as well. Are there any comments on this? Does anyone have an issue with these clarifications?
Yep, I can hear you. Yep.
Okay. I didn't
know. We're getting some.
Sorry. Yeah, it's something on my laptop. Didn't mean to.
Okay.
There's a lot of noise. There,
yeah, I think I just corrected it.
So, Chris, these are the accurate changes. Yes, we had a few email exchanges, and that's correct.
Yeah, okay.
I have one question, Chris. Is PNDA in or not?
Panda, we did not put it in here. I'll ask the DCAE team any comments on Panda, because we didn't talk about this through the architecture.
It was supposed to come in Beijing. I thought it didn't come, and I'm not aware that there's any plan to do it in Casablanca either.
Vimal, somebody added stuff to the wiki. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I can check again. I don't know if anybody, Vijay or anybody from DCA team is on, but I don't believe, but I can... send an email to DCA team and confirm, and send Chris will send you an email whether Panda is possible.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. So let's see. Next one is Sol 003 representation, and that's slide 8. So right now what we said is we would support the interface to plugged in VNFM external to ONAP, which is Sol 003. We understand that that's already being supported in VFC, and there's the POC to add such support to SO, but it's at a POC level for Casablanca. And then the question was on slides 10 and 11, did we want to include it? And my initial thought was to leave it out from 10 and 11 since it's only a POC, and we don't want to give the impression that it's fully supported in the Casablanca timeframe. But I want to open this up for any discussion.
But POC was completed, so I don't know if they're going to commit or it's not that we are going to do POC in Casablanca timeframe. Gil is on, Gil Billard, you can confirm, but I thought POC was completed and I, Gil or somebody.
Yeah, sorry, double muted. Yeah, so the so the Etsy alignment scaling work that work was done in Nokia delivered that VNFM adapter in Beijing timeframe. There is some delta work to get it to work with the scaling use case and to get it get the SO work incorporated. I don't know. I don't think there's a use case for doing that in the Casablanca timeframe. So I doubt that it's going to be done. But I'm trying to look for different alternatives, or help the team look for different alternatives for getting it done in Casablanca.
Okay.
Hey, so Bill, then, sorry, Chris.
Go ahead, Shakar.
Yeah. Thank you. So, Chris, this is Shakar. The question for you and to you and Vimal. When I look at the SO 003, I think that's what we're talking about, right? The SOL 003 implementation?
Yes.
Okay. The document is 300 pages. And it probably has like 20 different functional areas. What I'm trying to understand is which section have you or are you trying to implement from the SOL 003 specs?
So I'm not sure I can point you to a section, Shakar. But Nokia built what they refer to as a VNFM adapter. They contributed to the SO code base in Beijing, and according to them, it meets that spec in general. The delta work that we're referring to is having the northbound side of that VNFM adapter integrate into the southbound side to the proper place in SO in the SO workflows, which is I can tell you what SO calls that proper flow, but I don't think you care about that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I think it would be worthwhile to ask the Nokia folks to present exactly what they have implemented so far. Because I looked for it and I couldn't find it. But when I looked at the specs, and I have the latest, I believe I have the latest SOL 003 requirements, which was, I think it was early 2018. Yeah. It is a significant, there are significant amount of requirements there that blend not only provisioning of the VNF orchestration, mm-hmm. authentication, provisioning, and so on and so forth, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think what we need to do is to be crystal clear in terms of what functionalities we are trying to pick out of SOL 003 and implement. The interface itself is basically a RESTful API, so I'm not really, you know, you have a post get, put, and patch, and delete, and so on and so forth. That's not what I'm interested in. What I'm interested in is the functional decomposition of the interface. And yes, I believe we're mixing orchestration.
I can give you a 2-minute summary. So it's VNF instantiation and termination. And as part of VNF instantiation, what that means is across the SOL 003, creating the VNF and providing initial deployment data configuration, which would be IP addresses, not application data, right? That's out of scope. So instantiation, termination, okay. As well as in two contexts, right? Initial creation of the VNF as well as scaling of the VNF. And as part of scaling of the VNF, there's an additional capability across the 003 where the VNF can publish a scaling indicator, where the VNF itself can ask, really across the SOL 002 API, scale me up or scale me down to this level, to this rate, to this aspect. That message goes to the mm-hmm. But anyway, so scaling and instantiation.
Okay. So does that mean, Gil, and my last question right now, could take it offline with you. Does that mean now that the service design and creation is going to basically download all the artifacts to the VNF M that is handling the orchestration of that VNF over the Sol 003?
No, what we've talked about is so that's one option, right? Having service design and creation. So no, not to the VNFM directly. The VNFM is not ONAP from that perspective, right?
In fact, Docker VNF should have all the artifacts because everything we have in SDC, actually came from vendor. So that's one of the reasons why SO only says. Instantiate it, probably knows all the artifact it needs.
It does need to be distributed. So we've talked about two ways to distribute it. One is so across the Sol 00, I think it's across the Sol 003 itself, you could actually distribute let me pull up my notes in front of me so I'm not saying anything out of scope. So I think across the Sol 003 itself, one could deliver the VNF descriptor to the VNF manager. So that's one option we've looked at having SO deliver it to the VNFM adapter and having VNFM adapter distribute it to the VNF manager, or else having the VNFM adapter getting it directly from SDC. But in no case would the VNFM itself get anything from SDC. ONAP, the VNFM itself is hidden behind this adapter. So the question is, how do we get it from the adapter? How do we get it to the adapter so the adapter can distribute it to the VNF manager?
Yeah, I mean, my question is very simple, right? I mean, I'm just following up to the question that said, I mean, to the comment that you made that, or I think Vimal made that, Sol 003, the configuration and the orchestration have been already implemented in Beijing. All I'm looking for is how were they implemented?
Yeah. So I'll give you, so Nokia has a deck where they described it. I can forward it to you.
That would be very useful. Thank you very much. And then I'll take it offline. If I have any questions, I'll reach out to both of you.
Sure.
But if there's interest, we call Nokia, the person who implemented the POC, to come and present at ARC meeting next time or in future, if there's an interest, but otherwise you can share the deck.
Yeah, thank you.
Great. So I'd like to come back to this deck and how do we represent that? Do we leave it as it is, since there's still some work to do to bring it into SO, that we leave it on slide 8, but don't put it on 10 and 11, or are there other alternatives?
Hi everybody, and this is Yuanyue from ZTE. I have some feedbacks in the mail list, and also, I can ask this question here. And since we know the Sol 003 is the interface between the NFVO and VNF manager. So if an SO provides this function, or the SO provides this interface, does that mean inside that SO, we have another an NFVO? And this time, the NFVO is inside the VFC.
There is no, so for the plugged in VNF manager, there is into SO, there is not a distinct separate NFVO. There is no Sol 005 in this implementation.
I cannot understand if you do not have one and NFVO functionality inside the SO, then and what is the purpose of the Sol 003 and in the SO?
That's not true. So relative to the VNF manager, you're right. We need to have something north of the VNF manager that to the VNF manager looks like an NFVO. There's absolutely no doubt. And that thing that's north of the VNF manager must perform all of the NFVO functions. That is definitely true. But the thing that is north of the VNF manager in this architecture is not an NFVO. It does not support a northbound SOL 005 API. It does not support other NFVO functions that are not pertinent to the VNF manager downstream API. But it does look to the VNF manager as if it is a NFVO. Did that help?
Hi, Gil. I think that Yuan Yu's question is that if we do the SO integrated with WinFM, SO integrated with WinFM with the plugin, use the interface SOL 003, that means the SO also provide the function of like some function like NFVO to implicate the SOL 003 interface inside the SO, right?
Limited, yes. So let me give a specific example that might clarify it, right? So from a VNF manager's perspective, it doesn't know about a network service. It just knows about VNFs.
Yes.
Right. So what is needed for a VNF manager to plug into SO is that SO would interact with that VNF manager at the VNF level, right? So that
but the SO should support the network service.
It does not. It does not. So in this implementation. So network service is an Etsy concept that is not the same as an ONAP service. An ONAP service has application data associated with it, and an ONAP service doesn't distinguish the network service, does not consider an ONAP service as being comprised of network services. In this implementation, SO doesn't model a network service. It models VNFs that are part of an ONAP service, which is not the same thing as a network service. So in this architecture, what's happening is that an ONAP service request comes into SO, and part of that ONAP service composition is the VNF, along with a set of data. And SO knows what data must be sent to that VNF, and it knows how to deliver that data. It knows how to do that through the VNF manager adapter, but there is no network service modeled at all.
Okay.
Go ahead. And the when you say SO knows what data to pass on to, mm-hmm, that VNF, I'm not sure I fully understand what that means.
It's part of instantiating the VNF. The VNF requires some initial data, which is what Etsy refers to as deployment data. It's the instantiation data.
But ONAP, that's part of the artifacts, right? That, you know, that the service artifacts that get...
That's right.
Okay.
Well, it's part of the VNF architecture. It's part of the VNF descriptor, what that set of VNF data is, that deployment data is. And as part of the ONAP service definition, one must define where to get that data from, the values of that VNF deployment data from, and how to map it from the service data down to that deployment data.
Hi, good. I see that's in this way, because I know the SDC does not support network service yet in the release 2 now. And we still in the discuss, but now for the release 2 or release 1, VFC already support the service and use the service can compose WinF and integrated with vendors WinFM use SOL 003. If we do similar function in the SO. In the PC?
So VFC does it from the perspective of a NFVO. VFC
has a function ONFU. Yes.
That's right. And my understanding is that the handoff between SO and VFC is the SOL 005 API. It's a network service API.
Yes. Between the SO and the VFC is a SOL 005. But the VFC between the WinFM, the interface is a SOL 003. They already implicated.
That's right. Yeah. So that within VFC, there is a SOL 003 API. But yes, the only way to reach that is through a network service.
The network service now is not supported in the SDC. So in the release 2, we use the service, consume the service in the release 2, and decompose it to the WinF and use the 003 integrated with WinFM. I want to say in this case, you do the same function in the PLC?
No. So in the same, when you say the same function, so there is no service. So in the current implementation, as I understand it, there's a service-to-service handoff between SO and VFC.
Yes.
There is no, and SO already supports services in the VFC implementation. So in the VFC, in the SOL 005 implementation, SO supports services, so supports service decomposition, supports complex services, so at least in the target, supports homing of those services, et cetera, and then it hands off some of those services to VFC through a SOL 005 API. And it hands off other, you know, but SO also hands off VNF level requests down to controllers. So in this implementation, in this architecture, SO just hands off a VNF level request to a VNF manager and not a service level request. So it's different.
I'm just trying to understand, like, what is the potential use case of this particular implementation, given the fact that SOL 3 is an ITSI interface, and since network service is defined as by ITSI interface, then obviously one would use SOL 3 as by ITSI network service, right? I mean, what is the use case of just using SOL 3, but not in the definition of ITSI network service, if at all we use this path?
I'm using a SOL 001 VNF as part of an ONAP service. Not part of an ETSI network service. It's part of an ONAP service.
No, here. If you anyway didn't bother about ETSI, then why would you take that path? I mean, you have a VNF.
When you say you didn't bother about ETSI, I'm not saying that. I'm saying we do bother about ETSI. We're using an ETSI compliant VNF that has a SOL 001, SOL 004 package.
Right. My point is, if you have an ETSI compliant VNF, then you would take an ETSI compliant route, which is nothing but network service as defined in ETSI.
No.
I mean, it's like marrying you have all features of ETSI, but then you choose to ignore it and then just consume it as VNF. If that's the case, then why not take an ONAP path? Like, why would you take an ITSI path, but then not use the interface effectively?
We don't want two paths. We want one path. We want to align the ETSI and the ONAP paths.
Right.
Your question assumes that there are two paths, and there will continue to be two paths. What this work is trying to do is trying to merge those paths so that in the future we won't be talking about two paths. We'll be talking about one path.
But isn't today we have two paths, at least now via SO, now via IBFC, like when do we see these two paths to get merged? I mean, my question is, like, are we not depending about that just because this is proposed as POC? Probably we might bring back this topic if at all there is a consensus to move this in main code.
So Verizon was one of the co-authors of this proposal. Mm-hmm. Along with AT&T and Nokia, Ericsson. So I think you're asking why are you asking why are we doing this? So the proposal, I'll just tell you the business need, right? The business need is that a service provider has onboarded a VNF, which is an ETSI compliant VNF. It has a SOL 001, SOL 004 package. And it exists, it's in the catalog. Perhaps it's part of some network services, perhaps it's not, right? Now that same service provider wants to use that VNF as part of an ONAP service. And they don't
Let me finish.
So you're asking, well, why wouldn't that service provider first have to define a network service for this VNF? And I'm saying, why would they have to define a network service for this VNF? Why couldn't they just use that VNF that was onboarded as an ETSI SOL 001 004 VNF? Why couldn't they just include that VNF into an ONAP service and not even define a network service? And you're questioning that. I mean, that's the business case. That's the business need right there.
Right. I mean, I can debate on that, but actually my question was a little bit different. Okay. My question was like, there is no discussion. At least I didn't see a discussion whether which paths to take. I can only see that this is getting recorded as part of architecture subcommittee, that there is a work going to have a direct interface from SO, and then there's an objection from the VFC team. My question is, why are we not discussing which path to take here, just because this has been proposed as a POC, and maybe in our flow there will be a discussion to merge two paths, or this is just getting delayed as we speak?
Which path? So when you, okay, you're, which path?
Via VFC directly from SO.
You're saying, so the, my understanding of the handoff between SO and VFC is a network service level handoff. That's my understanding of that architecture, right? The handoff between SO and controllers is a VNF level handoff.
So are you telling that in future there would be two SOL 3 interfaces, one in SO, another one in VFC?
Ask that question again. I'm sorry, there'd be two what?
No, are you trying to say that, there would be two SOL 3 interfaces, one with the SO and another one with the VFC, and these two will be used for two different purposes?
In the near term, yes, because some operators are using VFC and some operators are using EPC.
Once you have a VNF and then use EPC to do the application level configuration.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the same thing, that one of the things we heard in Beijing was that I think it was Verizon who said, or it could have been one more operator, saying that we already have VNF manager, allow us to integrate VNF manager from SO, but still take care of leverage other parts of ONAP. And that's the POG that Nokia, right. Verizon, AT&T, and I don't remember one more company joined together implemented.
Right. In the future, I mean, if we want, I mean, so I think it would be perfectly, maybe what you're asking is, why doesn't SO interface directly to VFC through a SOL 003 API? And that would be fine. If VFC exposed the SOL 003 API to SO, then SO could talk to it just the same way it is to other VNF managers. But right now,
But 003 is between NFO and VNF manager.
That's right.
That's VFC. So if you think that NFVO is SO and VFC is a generic VNF manager, then yes, all 003 would make sense. Mm-hmm. But if it has the same part of NFVO in that, then I don't know if it will be SOL 003 or some other API.
No. I think so. If I understood what the gentleman Vishwa, is that how you say your name, from Verizon?
Right. Yep.
Vishwa. I think Vishwa was pointing out that VFC already has a SOL 003 inside of itself. And are we supporting two different ways to access that SOL 003 API, one through VFC and one through SO? And my only point is that not necessarily. I mean, in the future, if we want to, or if we collectively decide it would make sense, you could. You could have, since it's a SOL 003 API, you could have SO calling that directly through VFC, which would bypass the network service layer, which would be fine. I mean, that's the.
I think what we're doing in the short term, though, is just giving options because different operators have different deployment perspectives and are deploying with different ONAP components. And this is allowing different ways of attaching the same VNFM into the system, depending on the operator deployment model.
That's right, Chris. That's exactly what, as I said, operators have been looking for some flexibility to integrate their systems.
Yeah, I buy this justification, Chris and Gil. Yeah.
So in this context, when we're saying Sol 003, are we talking about all the functionalities within the 03 or some sub functionalities, if you will?
Sakura, I think that's an action item that we have to get back to.
Okay. Yeah, that would be helpful for me just to get to understand the context. That's all. Okay.
But, that's why we called it out this way, that we're using Sol 003 to plug in a VNFM. That we called it out specifically for the use case of the plugged in VNFM.
Okay. I'm not sure what I'm not sure that I fully understand it, but that doesn't really matter.
Okay.
One question. Does it include GVNFM also, or is only pluggable VNFM support?
So it really is a Sol 003 support, right? So my understanding is a GVNFM supports a Sol 003, right? Or are you thinking of something? I'm not a native Etsy speaker, so I'm not quite sure I understood that question.
So the question is that does it include VNFM implementation also
No. The VNFM that's being plugged in is not part of ONAP. So it's not including a VNFM implementation. It is saying I've got a VNF manager of any kind, right? Any VNF manager that meets a Sol 003 API, you can plug it in here.
Okay. So normally, if you look at VFC, it provides a way to hook up some specific VNFM, and also it provides generic VNFM. So I'm just wondering whether there is any plan to include generic VNFM also part of SO.
There is no VNFM that's part of SO, specific or generic. There is no VNF manager that's part of SO.
Okay. And how is it being tested? Is it being tested with some vendor VNFM? Is that how Nokia. It's being tested now?
Nokia built the adapter, and I think they're using their own VNF managers to do testing with.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Okay, sorry. And I still have some questions about that. And this is Yuan from the T. And my understanding of this proposal is that the SO provide some and WinApp decomposition functionalities. And to decompose it, you mentioned as the ONAP service to the and WinApp and use the Sol 003 and to deploy and this WinApps. And the VFC just and to decompose it and Etsy and network service. You mean the only the difference is an Etsy and network service and with the an ONAP and service. But still in the SO there was something and I think and it's familiar and with the ONAP wheel, but it's slightly and different. So you need another and implementations and of the service decomposition.
There's no impact to SO other than so if we want to I can show you the architecture and we can talk from pictures. It might be helpful, but I'm not sure how much time we have on the agenda for the topic, but there was no new functionality needed for SO from SO to do this, right? It was functionality that SO already accomplished for VNFs for any as part of any ONAP service. So it decomposes that ONAP service into the component VNFs. It homes those VNFs, and then it spawns subflows for each of those VNFs that call SDNC to get assignments, call multivim to create the VNF, and then call appc to or generic network function controller or whatever. Some configuration thing to configure the VNF application. The VNF manager is being plugged in the middle. Instead of calling multivim, SO calls the VNFM adapter to create or to scale the VNF. That's where it's being plugged in, because functionally it's equivalent to what SO was doing for heat. It was, or really for a template based, SO had a already had an adapter function, which was collecting assignments data from the service level and mapping that into a heat ENV file to be passed down to OpenStack or to whatever, right? That's the same functionality that's needed in order to interact with the VNF adapter, VNFM adapter. There's a set of deployment data that ETSI defines for the VNF. That deployment data is functionally equivalent to what you would find in a heat template, IP addresses, things like that, right? So the observation is that the VNF manager is relative from SO's perspective, the VNF manager, from an instantiation and scaling perspective, looks a whole lot like the handoff to a VNF manager looks a whole lot like the handoff to to OpenStack or MultiCloud. And so that's where it plugs in, and there's no changes needed to SO. All that's needed is to have SO route the query, the request, instead of routing it to this adapter they already had that handled the mapping of heat attributes, route it to this other adapter that Nokia provided that handles the mapping into VNF manager attributes.
So are you saying the design, new workflow, the coding, that is not ever changing?
That's right. The workflow did not change.
No, I mean, you need to develop the code for the new workflow. That's the totally new code change.
No, there's not. It's not a new workflow. It's the same workflow.
No, it's not the same workflow. You have to, because the current workflow doesn't support that. You have to define the new workflow.
Which workflow are you referring to? Which workflow are you saying doesn't support it?
I mean, today you have VNF infrastructure deployment. You have the end-to-end service orchestrator. So none of them can support this.
Yeah, it does. It does support it.
It cannot. You have to change.
Okay, so I'm not quite sure what specifically you're thinking needs to change. You're right. There is an adapter function in SO, which because SO orchestration itself, doesn't know about heat. It's all hidden behind an adapter. There's a heat adapter, which was genericized as a VNF adapter, which does the data mapping. And it calls the OpenStack APIs. So that adapter, you're right, is being replaced by this adapter that Nokia built. And yes, that was coding that Nokia built, and that had to change. From SO's perspective, all that needs to change is the BPMN flow that would call the heat adapter now needs to call this Nokia adapter. But from SO's perspective, from the BPMN perspective, all it's doing is calling the adapter. It's a functionally equivalent interface. It's passing the collection of service level context data, which is relevant to a VNF. It's passing it to an adapter and say, hey, Mr. Adapter, here is the collection of data that I'm supposed to hand you. You take care of packaging it up and getting it to the VNF and getting that thing instantiated.
So you keep talking about the adapter, but we are talking about the something on top of the adapter.
Yeah.
So today they have the different workflows. For example, voting with the entrance service orchestrator. That's one orchestrator workflow. And the other one is the VNF module deployment. And that's another workflow. But you are talking here is totally new, since you need to design a new workflow, the changes. So there's a lot of change, not just adapter. That's my observation.
Okay, we need to talk through. We have different understandings of what the solution is. So we probably need to talk it through in a little more detail.
Okay, so I would like to try to close on this for what we say about the Casablanca timeframe. Is the current treatment in this deck sufficient where we call it out on slide 8 that we're having Sol003 for supporting plugged-in VNFMs, but don't say anything on slide 10 and 11 while there's still work ongoing within SO? Does that make sense, or are people proposing different phrasings?
Chris, I just have one last question before we close this. Would you mind?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So Gil, so just to picturize what you said, right? We have SO, we have the new adapter, and then we have the VNFM. So please correct my understanding. The understanding I have is the interface between SO and the VNFM adapter is the interface between SO and any adapter, meaning that is the interface between the SO API and the particular driver interface or adapter interface. And the interface between the adapter and the VNFM would be Sol3. Is my understanding correct?
That's correct.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Chris. Maybe I'm wordsmithing, but would it be more indicative, right, if we were to say ONAP is exploring using Etsy Sol specifications in application projects?
No, because we. So Chuck, are you saying replace the wording that Chris has highlighted with what you just said? Or are you?
I think it's this word.
Yeah, this word.
Leverage Sol 003.
I think it's developing.
I think the so again, I don't want to belabor the point. I'm still skeptical in terms of which part of the Sol 003 is being implemented and how it's being implemented, right? Especially when it comes to the orchestration, and especially when it comes to how the service instance of that service gets created and populated into ANAI.
Okay, wait. You said service. So there is nothing about Sol 003 that says anything about service. So did you mean service, or did you mean...
I'll give you a very, very simple example. I have a load balancer, I have a firewall, I have a database.
Mm-hmm. And that's all one VNF, or that's three VNFs?
It's a service that has a load balancer and a firewall and a database, and the database is protected by the firewall and the load balancer. Right?
Were the load balancer and firewall onboarded through Sol 001004 as VNFs, or were they onboarded as something else?
No, I mean... So I'm giving you an example.
Are they VNFs? But tell me, are they VNF examples, or are they service
examples? Yes, VNF examples. I think what we should do is walk through what it means for a service provider to have these three VNFs defined in an Etsy format versus in an ONAP format.
So Shakar, what we are saying is, to instantiate your firewall, to instantiate your load balancer, and instantiate your third VNF, I forgot the name, you would use Sol 005 to talk to the VNF manager if you have one for those, where it makes sense. You might have VNF manager only for one, so use Sol 005 for that VNF instantiation, and other two VNF would be instantiated just like any other VNF in ONAP, and use EPC or STNC to do the application level configuration.
But you meant 003, Vimal, not 003.
Oh, 003.
I got it. Yeah, but I think that would crystallize the differences, if you will, and the commonalities between the two approaches, right? Because ultimately, if you want to instantiate an Etsy VNF based VNF, it has to comply with the ONAP framework still. And I don't see that. Maybe it's me, right? I'm not saying that it's not there, but I think it would be helpful to get the Nokia person that designed and implemented the adapter to present a detailed view of how it was accomplished.
So Shakar, it could be that just interested people, because not everybody is interested.
Yeah, sure.
So maybe we can arrange that meeting, but I'm not sure I fully understood your question. to say that, as I said, as Chris said, operators are looking for flexibility. They came up and say, oh, we already have a one or two VNF deployed with VNF manager. Can we still use ONAP to continue to use those VNF manager? And here is, and based on their this requirement, this spoke was created and implemented.
No, I fully understand though, right?
And just to complete, okay. And we want to provide flexibility. That's all we are saying. We're not saying that everybody has to use this or that's only one way to do that.
No, yeah, thank you. I fully understand. I think the low level details are the what's missing, at least from my perspective. So I can't. I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm looking at the Sol 003 interface, and I'm not connecting the dots. But I don't need to connect the dots if everybody on this call fully understands the implementation, then I'll go off and learn it on my own. On my own time. But if there is a clarification, or if there are some clarifications that may be of interest to the larger team, I think we should have a deep dive discussion. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. Yeah.
So look at create VNF, instantiate VNF, and grant. Those are among the interactions that the adapter is using for the scaling use case. Create VNF, instantiate VNF, and grant. And their inverses.
Gil, I understand that, right? Well, but when you put it in a context of orchestration, mm-hmm. event collection, mm-hmm. analytics, closed loop control, and scaling, it doesn't make sense to me. Okay. So I'm not looking at one functional area. I'm looking at if you bring an Etsy-based VNF, are you expecting that you will take advantage of all the other functionalities and components within ONAP? If the answer is yes, I don't see how that can be done based on what you just explained.
Shakir, it's the same problem we have it at the moment with the VFC. This approach, we have a simplification as we don't need to pass through VFC. Then we have an SO and directly you can interact the NFM. In the VFC case, we have the same problem. We need to interact the VFC and then the VNFM. Then but I don't understand why we are raising the question now on this simplified approach.
VFC is no,
we
no,
have
VFC,
already the same complication in the VFC.
No, VFC is slightly different though, Jamil, right? VFC was there to maintain compatibility as you move forward and you upgrade to an ONAP compliant VNFs. What this is a feature that's going to be baked into ONAP for the duration of ONAP. And that's
Shagar, I think what we are saying is that we are not saying that people have to use Sol 003 to instantiate their VNF. But as I said, I'm just repeating, people say, I already have it. I want to continue to use my VNF manager to instantiate VNF using Sol 003. I want to use ONAP for everything else. Can I do that? And that's where this thing is implemented. You can define the scope of, say, what that VNF manager would do, which is for instantiation. I think Gil gave two other examples, instantiation, scale up, and turn down. And then rest of the ONAP could be used for alarm collection, fault, and analysis using DCE and policy and everything else. So I still not sure that because we are using Sol 003 for certain uses doesn't mean that I have to use everything that Etsy is prescribing.
Just to clarify, Sol 003 is already implemented in VFC, so this is the same interface two places. So if you wanted to attach an external SVNFM to ONAP, you would use the Sol 003 interface.
Yeah.
Right.
And what scope you want to keep and define for that VNF manager is up to the service provider to decide.
Right. So assume that I have an SVNFM, I can just register in two different places. In order to consume an ETC level network service, I could take VFC path. enough to have my own custom service wherein I just want a salty way to talk to a VNFM, I could take their SOAPath.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, so then to close on this, I'd like to propose that we keep the current language that's here, that the message to the SVNFM manufacturers is use SOL003 to attach to ONAP. We don't put any more detail in the deck because clearly some of this is being worked on. Does that work with the rest of the team? And that meets up with the consensus that we had on last week's call. Would there be any issues taking that forward?
No, makes sense, Chris.
I think that's fine, yeah.
Okay, great. Let's move on. Michael Lando had some proposed changes to the diagram, and while I bring up his, I'm going to pause it with the current view as of last week in just a second while I flip over. Okay, and here is new diagram from Michael. Some of this, in terms of everything outside SDC, would still need to be updated because he's missing some of the details from the rest of the slide. But I wanted to go over the design time aspect that he proposed. To have SDC look this way, with the clamp piece moved out of SDC. Is Michael on the call at this point? Or is there anyone that wants to say anything further about the diagram?
Yeah, I don't think I see him, Chris.
Okay.
Chris, I'm okay to the yellow part, which is shown here, the Controller Design Studio, which is the CDG tool that we're recalling it Controller Design Studio, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I still want to say that either we enhance the DCA Design Studio to include clamp or spell out clamp complete as it was in the previous slide.
Yeah, it's missing from here and needs to be added back for sure.
Yeah, and I'm okay to just, we had that staggering clamp, which to me, perfectly honest, it wasn't really that elegant anyway. So you have the clamp part and then the clamp dashboard, which is ONM dashboard, include everything that here, which is a clamp or the alarm or vid, and all those applications are already there. So having in the design part to say DCA Design Studio, either add clamp there or add clamp as a separate line item.
Okay, so I think we probably want to have it separate because we also want to call out the project view.
Yeah, because also it makes sense because it has both DCAE and policy and the recipe. So,
let's see. I'm going to butcher this, trying to do this real time, but just for offline work, if I did something like this, if I move over the SDC part and then put clamp right here, again, splitting the line between design time and runtime, does that still make sense?
Probably, as I said, you know, we are just making clamp slightly different than everything else because the everything else also VNF onboarding also has some runtime part or VNF instantiation. But I'm okay because that's what we had, and I'm okay to bring the same line back and put it add into this design time.
Okay.
Staggered.
So if I did it, let's see, essentially like this, we move over all the changes and we keep the changes that Michael proposed specific for SDC. And then had clamp sitting next to it and then crossing that line. Does that capture the ideas, or is there a different representation we should try?
Can you go back to the previous slide you had before the clamp?
Yeah.
Yeah, what I would do is... In this, find some room to add controller design studio on the change management, push change management, design and test certification, push those up and then add controller design studio.
Okay.
That way, maintaining the current state without disturbing...
Got it. So leave clamp spreading and then we put controller design studio and got it.
Yeah. That's my suggestion. I'll want to see if people have other.
Okay.
Can someone tell me what is a controller design studio in just two lines?
Yeah, so this is the, we had something called CDT, was configuration design tool for FC. The controller, so all the design, so design time parameters and controller artifact capturing is what we called controller design studio.
Right, but this controller is kind of a common word, right? I mean, we almost call everything as a controller.
Yeah, so that's for STNC and EPSI. That's why it's, so those two controller.
Okay. So this is the persona stuff that you were talking in Beijing.
And for, it's not, so it's basically what, as I said, there's just something called CDT, which is called Configuration Design Tool, which is only for EPSI. We are expanding that configuration design. It's a little bit more than that. So all the parameters and all the configurations we need for controllers, SDNC or EPSI, are captured by that new controller design studio.
Okay, thank you.
There is also the DCA design studio that Michael had added.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is I'll take the piece that Michael added and then have a clamp spreading across the way it is today.
Just take a little bit more room and add that line.
Yeah, so I'm not going to do that at the moment. It'll be a little bit too hard to edit on the call, but I will do it based on the feedback here to replace the design time box with what Michael added and then have clamp crossing over as it is today.
Yeah.
Okay. Other feedback on that? Great. So I will close on that issue too. And I believe that is the set of, those are all the proposed discussion points for the architecture. So I will make the updates today based on our call and then send it around and take this to the TSC for approval this coming Thursday.
Yeah, Chris, this one question. I think a couple of meetings ago, you gave some dates for the subcommittee chair dates. Could you post them? Because I could not find them on the Jira or...
Yes, it was on last week's meeting minutes. It's going to be at the end of August, just as soon as we wrap up the TSC composition elections. Mazin had asked that we do it by August 31st. And so that's the plan. Do the TSC election first and then immediately do a call for the architecture subcommittee elections.
Okay. So the start is
mid-August.
August 31st or you finish by August 31st.
The proposal was to finish by August 31st. My proposal is to continue with that plan. The one thing that might change that is if there are any further delays to the TSC composition, because I think we should get that taken care of first. Okay.
Chris says it's Srini here. Yes. We just talked about SOL003, and we also have two bullet points there, right? SOL005, that is a network service interface between SO and VFC, and SOL004. Yeah. Are they also part of Casablanca? Can we clarify that? I mean,
yes. The VNF package, the VNFD is using SOL001, the packaging is SOL004. And SO to VFC is using SOL005. So those pieces that are being built as part of Casablanca.
Okay.
Let's see. So the next topic is Parviz on the call. Okay. Don't see him on there. We were going to do a Tiger Team update, but I don't see Parviz. So any closing topics that we haven't covered? Otherwise, I'll break a little early and give you back about 50 minutes in your day. Okay. Thank you. I'll end a little bit early today. I will send these slides. I'll post everything on the wiki later today as soon as I have a chance to make those edits, and then we'll take it to the TSC for Thursday, and we'll take a vote at that time. Thank you, everybody. This was a good discussion today. I appreciate especially the discussion around SOL003, and it sounds like that's a topic we should bring up on a future call to discuss in more detail for ongoing plans. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.